Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. And then I want to get into, I'll give you an update on what's going on in the Mobile Bay Bridge in Aldot. Supreme Court is hearing the free speech arguments over the Colorado company refusing to create websites for gay weddings. Michael Avenatti, the disgraced attorney who at once represented Stormy Daniels, the porn star, against Donald Trump. He was known for that. Well, now it turns out the dude is, he tried to scam Nike, and that opened up an investigation against him. And turns out he stole millions of dollars from his clients. He was just sentenced to 14 years in prison today. And then Taylor Swift fans have sued Ticketmaster over that whole ticket, the whole ticket debacle that happened a couple of weeks ago when they tried to sell tickets on her thing. The sites went down and everything. I mean, I don't know why they're going to be suing over it, but whatever. So that's one of the top three stories right there as well. The Alabama Department of Transportation deems that the Mobile River Bridge project is financially viable and plans to move forward with the project. So going all the way back a few years ago, they've been trying to create another bridge going across the Bayway. Because, I mean, look, if there's an accident, forget about it, right? It backs all the way up to Pensacola if there's an accident on the bridge over there. It's bad. And if they go into the causeway or anything like, or the Wallace Tunnel, forget about it. It backed all the way up to Pensacola. So they've been wanting to have another bridge being built. Well, a couple of years ago it was proposed, but it was like a massive toll. It was like $5 or $6 one way on the toll. So of course the citizens in both Baldwin County and Mobile were like, no. And Kay Ivey eventually, the governor, eventually found out about it and she killed the project. She's like, yeah, no, that's ridiculous. She told them to go back to the drawing board and start over. So they did. Now it's been a couple of years. And so now this is the new Mobile River Bridge project. So what this one would do is it build a new bayway, and then there wouldn't be any tolls on Causeway, the Wallace Tunnel, the Bankhead Tunnel, or Africatown Bridge. There would be a toll for this new bridge, only $2.50 per passenger vehicles. But once the debt is paid off, the toll goes away, and this bridge would be run and operated by the state of Alabama. So this will take 5 years to build. And then it's going to have $250 million in state funding and $125 million in federal funding through a grant. So the grant money, obviously, they don't have to pay back, but they're going to have to pay back the $250 million. That's what the toll is going to go for. And they're expecting to be like, it could be like a 30 or 50 year payoff plan for it. But they say it's financially viable. They're going to go ahead and move forward with it. So that's a little update on the Alabama Bay Bridge. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is sponsored by Discover. Our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110. Really nothing to slow you down. Our slowdowns on West Fairfield have cleared up. We had an accident right near Palafox and I-10. Really nothing to slow you down there as well. And we are checking in clear Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre on 98. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. And this report is sponsored by Discover. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. One more thought about this Supreme Court hearing the free speech arguments over the Colorado company refusing to create websites for gay weddings. I was mentioning before that, you know, look, I believe in the whole do unto others you'd have them do unto you. So I probably wouldn't have a problem with it, like trying to service a company. But we can't force people to do the right thing. But then last hour, I brought this up. I was like, but then I started thinking about it, like, wait a minute. This is different than building a cake for somebody. This is, you're building a website, which means you're having to go through lots of photos that could be very triggering, especially if you have strong religious convictions. And so you're having to sift through all these photos and upload all these photos and everything of, I'm just like, no, that could be very, that's beyond making a cake. That's like, you're putting yourself into a situation to promote this gay wedding, to, you know, so you're putting yourself in a situation where, yeah, they're like, hey, we just want you to promote our gay wedding. And it's like, yeah, but all these things here are could be very triggering for somebody. And I think the reason why they're suing this website company is because this is what I was talking about before. It's like what we saw with COVID, with the COVID shot. People are like, you need to get the COVID shot, and we feel like we should be able to force you to get it. And you're like, well, I should be able to choose what I want to do for my own body. And they go, no, we feel like this is the right thing to do, and we're going to force you to do it. And so what the LGBTQ community is trying to do is force people to accept what they're doing, force people to accept their lifestyle, the way that they're whatever it might be. And you can't force people to do, even if it is the right thing. And even if the society, if 95% of society said, yeah, it's the right thing to do, you should do this, you still can't force a business to do that. That's not what freedom is. That's not what liberty is. Is this not the land of the free anymore? Is this not the land of liberty? And that's what it's supposed to be. So you can't force people to do the right thing. You can't force businesses to do the right thing. And as we got a texture before, it says, it's not like they're the only website company out there that could build something for them. If they were the only one out there, then maybe you could get an argument that they're being discriminated against. But they're not. There's literally like a million different web design companies out there. They can go to any of them. They can make their own website. And so it's like they're not being discriminated against. This is not a case of discrimination. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. This Friday through Sunday, Friday and Saturday's show is going to be at 7:30 at the Sanger Theater for Christmas on the Coast, and Sunday is going to be at 2:30 for Christmas on the Coast, so be sure to check that out. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. As voters in Georgia heading to the polls tomorrow to decide the runoff election in the state Senate race, a recent poll showed Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock with a narrow lead over Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Early voting wrapped up over the weekend. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members will remain. That, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, said that President Biden is in agreement with the defense secretary that the mandate should stay in place. Last week, Bob, we were talking about this. Republican lawmakers threatening to delay the passage of the annual defense bill if the mandate is not rescinded. Americans have more time to get the real ID that'll be necessary to board flights or enter federal facilities. The original deadline was May 3rd of next year. That's been pushed back now to May 7th of 2025. And Bobby, I know you do this often, hit people with the "don't you know who I am" to get special treatment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I always do the "don't you know who I am."
That's right. I'm Bobby Rossi. Who?
I walk into the grocery store. I'm like, yeah. I'm here.
No, that's great. Well, Tampa's police chief tried it, and now she's out of a job. Police Chief Mary O'Connor submitted her letter of resignation after body camera footage showed her flashing her badge and asking to be let go from a traffic stop because of her position.
Yeah, I did not see the video, but I heard a lot of people say that it came off even worse than what it even sounds, with her flashing her badge and saying, you know, I'm the police chief.
I'm the boss, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the boss. Yeah, yeah. So now the Tampa Bay police chief's, so she resigned. She didn't get fired,
no,
right?
She resigned, yeah.
But probably like, you know, pressure resigned.
Yeah.
You know, type of a situation right there, yeah. So she pulled the whole "don't you know who I am" thing, and it cost her job.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, they end up knowing who she is. The real ID. So, do you have real ID on your license yet?
I don't believe so.
That's a no. It's a gold star.
So you would. I don't know. Let me check.
You got. You can know. And it's a gold star on the top right corner. It's like, it's not a gold star. It's like a gold circle with a white star in the circle.
Yeah, so, me and Gracie are both checking right now.
You've got to, it'll happen. You have to have the real ID in order to travel. Now they pushed it to 2025, but originally, actually, this was supposed to be enacted like 2021.
Yeah.
And then because of the pandemic, they were like, we better push this back. So
I do have it.
It was supposed
online.
To be September 2021, so they pushed it to next year. Was it 2023?
25. And, or I'm sorry.
So now it's 2025, yeah. So you still got, now you got a lot of time. But this bill that passed to approve the real ID for travel was in 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's happened a long time ago. And people are just, Gracie, you got the gold star?
Yeah, I have it too. I want to say that when they switched the whole ID, the whole look of the ID from like the yellowish background to now the blue background, I think they started doing the star on it. Because I got this ID a long time ago and I have it on.
Mine was issued in 2018. So yeah. I would have been one of the first ones. So
yeah,
makes me feel very important. Like
so
I can
you did have yours then too?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So we can all travel.
That's right.
On an airplane.
Don't you know that I have the real ID?
Oh, I should have known. Yes. I should have known already. So, but yeah, that's what it is. And basically, if you don't have the real ID on your license, now you got a lot of time, though.
Yeah,
I mean, if you get your license renewed anytime between now and 2025, it automatically gets on there. There's like not
right.
much
exactly.
you got to do. So it's just a matter of getting your license renewed and you'll automatically have the real ID on there. But, you know, so if you change your address, you know, you move in town, and you change your address, then just when you get your new license, it'll have it on there already. If you are in your same place by 2025, your license will probably have expired by then and have to get renewed anyway. So by 2025, you should have a lot. Pretty much since 2018. Yeah. Like you, Joe, you got yours 2018. You're probably one of the first people to have it.
Yep.
So pretty cool. Yeah. Because it's been pretty much since 2018 that it's been being issued. But if you don't have it, if you happen to not have the real ID, the little gold star on your license, by 2025, you'll have to travel with a passport, even domestically. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A passport or birth certificate. Yeah. But who, I don't even know where my birth certificate is. Like, what in the world? Are you kidding me? All right. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Really not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. We still have some slight delays leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge, but even there, it's looking great. If you do see something slowing you down or have delays, see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, I got an update for you as it pertains to fentanyl here in the Pensacola area. So we keep reading about it as a statewide issue, as a nationwide issue, but what's it got to do with me? Well, I'll share with you the newest report from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement about the number of fentanyl deaths in Florida, in Escambia County, in the Pensacola area last year. That's next. You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just want to make you smile? I want to do you like Michael. I want to kiss you like Prince. Let's get it all like Michael. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So Pensacola in 2021 was 6 deaths away from 300 fentanyl deaths in 2021. Wow, that's 300 of our brothers, sisters, and neighbors, family who died from fentanyl overdose in 2021, and we know that it's already worse this year. Last year, as it was, prescription drugs were the second highest killer in Pensacola with 487 deaths total. That was a 36% increase from 2020. And statewide, cocaine is still the second largest killer in the state of Florida, 4,015 deaths in the state. And the Attorney General Ashley Moody just highlighted a press release from the DEA, the US DEA, that came out this past week that says they just did a study and they found that 6 out of 10 fake prescription pills, so 60% of fake prescription pills tested by the DEA, have a lethal dose of fentanyl in them. So here's people who are buying what they think are illegal prescription drugs, but 60% of them actually have a lethal dose of fentanyl now. And so, oh, just terrible. And then there was a 10-month-old toddler who got a fentanyl overdose in San Francisco. Luckily, it was able to survive, but it absorbed it through its skin, crawling around on the grass in a park. This is a big problem. Radio 92.3. If you've been thinking about selling your house, the market is changing fast. The feds said they're going to raise the rates yet again. This time they're only going to raise it a quarter of a point, but still, the rates are going to raise again. And I know it could be tough trying to sell your house in times like this, but Christina Leavenworth of Rinke Realty, she can help you with all the tricks of the trade to get your house sold. Her and her team still sell more houses for more money than anybody else in the Pensacola area, and they succeed partially because Christina focuses on customer service. She wants to make sure you succeed. She's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway, and you pay her nothing. She'll even put it in writing. And she can make that guarantee because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand, so much so that she already has about 100 approved buyers looking and ready to buy. So if you've got a house to sell, she may already have the buyer for you. So give her a call, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. That's Christina Leavenworth with Rinke Realty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here in just a minute. We do have our sports hit, but first we've got our top three stories. Supreme Court is hearing free speech arguments over the Colorado company refusing to create websites for gay weddings. We've been talking about that throughout the show. Michael Avenatti, the disgraced attorney, has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for stealing millions of dollars from his clients. And Taylor Swift fans have sued Ticketmaster. That came out last hour where they went ahead and launched that as Ticketmaster has, you know, managed their ticket sales for her concerts, and they even admitted that they had some glitches and it was botched, but still, I don't know. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
Monday Night Football tonight, 7:15. You got the New Orleans Saints against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So two of the big local teams in the area that a lot of people root for playing against each other tonight. And I know you look at the records and you go, well, the Saints are 4-8. The Bucs are 5-6. Both losing records, not a real big game. Actually, it's a real big game. The Bucs might be 5-6, but they're the top of the division. If the Saints win tonight, they'll be in second place. Like, this is not a good division right now, but that's good for these teams. They can make the playoffs with a losing record the way they're headed. So big game for the Saints and the Buccaneers tonight, 7:15 on ESPN. World Cup update, Croatia tied Japan. It went into penalty kicks, and Croatia ended up upsetting Japan with penalty kicks. Brazil ended up crushing South Korea 4-1. The NBA is underway right now. Clippers are beating the Hornets. The Bucks are beating the Orlando Magic, and the other game's just tipped off. Then NHL hockey underway right now. Las Vegas is beating Boston 2-0. The Rangers are beating the St. Louis Blues 2-1. Flyers are over the Colorado Avalanche 2-1 as well. Instead of playing men's basketball, UMass is beating Albany 35-17. And by the way, Troy State is playing number 22 South San Diego State University on television tonight as well. Now, in sports news, this just came out that the Carolina Panthers have gone ahead and waived Baker Mayfield. Now, this did come about from his request, apparently, when he was told he's going to be the third string quarterback behind Sam Darnold and PJ Walker. He asked to be released, and they went ahead and did it. So, and he'll probably end up going to, he could go to the San Francisco 49ers. He could end up going to, there's a lot of teams who could use a quarterback right now. So, he'll probably land somewhere within the week. Ravens are optimistic about Lamar Jackson's knee injury. They say the quarterback is week to week. The Phillies made a huge splash, agreeing to an 11-year, $300 million contract with Trey Turner. So, I mean, they're just coming off the World Series, and now they just picked up another big player. And the Mets have struck a 2-year deal with the reigning AL Cy Young winner, Justin Verlander. Then let me give you an update on what's going on with the World Cup brackets now. So the Netherlands, of course, beat the United States. Argentina beat Australia, so those two are going to play each other on Friday. Then, since Croatia beat Japan, Croatia will be playing Brazil on Friday. England ended up beating Senegal, and France beat Poland, so those two will play each other. You got England against France on Saturday. And then the last game on Saturday, well, we don't know who's going to play yet. The teams are playing tomorrow. Morocco plays Spain, and Portugal plays Switzerland. So the winner of those two matches will play each other on Saturday as well. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives, and we'll get your CBS Sports Minute.
This traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as no accidents to report on 29 or 90. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also checking in clear, and we have posted speeds on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And when it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Normally, a Super Bowl contender losing their starting quarterback down the stretch is a death sentence, especially when you have to turn to a rookie. But the 2022 49ers could be an exception to the rule. Their offense is designed for average quarterback play. They have weapons all around new QB Brock Purdy, and they arguably have the best defense in the NFL. The championship odds certainly fell for the Niners, but counting them out in the NFC would be a mistake. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Hey, sports fans, this is Ultimate Vegas Insider John Anthony. Monday Night Report against the spread. Last 4 weeks documented 6-2. That's 75% winners. I'm red hot. I love tonight's matchup. It's yours free and recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. New Orleans, Tampa Bay, plus the total. Free recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. I'll prove it. New Orleans, Tampa Bay, plus the total.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Well, let's go ahead today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
So back with the show in the 70s, Laverne and Shirley. Laverne used to pour milk in her Pepsi. It apparently was Penny Marshall's favorite drink, and now Pepsi's trying to get that trend to grow. Here's, 50 years later, trying to get that trend to pick back up. So they've posted on their social media trying to convince people to have drink a pilk, Pepsi and milk, pilk. Milk inside your Pepsi? I don't think so. That's disgusting. And look, I get it, because I love root beer floats, especially chocolate root beer floats. Like, they call them brown cows. So root beer, I love root beer floats, and I get it. Ice cream is essentially a frozen version of milk, but it's not the same. It's not the same. There's cream, there's sugar, there's other things in ice cream. Just pouring milk in your Pepsi or your Coke or something. I'm sorry. And people keep, I've had a couple of text people going, it's really good, you should try it. I'm not trying it. That sounds disgusting. Milk inside your Pepsi? All right, Gracie, would you try it?
I don't think I would either. Not only does pilk just sound gross, but it's also surprising because I'm pretty sure that Lindsay Lohan did a whole commercial with Pepsi and like saying, try pilk. It's like, that just seems like a lot of money on advertising that a lot of people are going to be like, oh, that kind of grosses me out.
Yeah, apparently Lindsay Lohan did some commercial for Pepsi, pilk and cookies. And they want you to dip your cookies in the... They want you to dip your cookies in the milk with the Pepsi? I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. But have you tried the new Nitro Pepsi?
No. Is it good?
The Nitro Pepsi is pretty cool. So the Nitro Pepsi, they have Pepsi and they have vanilla Pepsi. I like the vanilla cream Pepsi better. But you're supposed to... So instead of using carbon dioxide or whatever to carbonate it, they carbonate with nitrous. And so it's smaller bubbles. And so it's like a finer thing. And so beer drinkers would be familiar with Nitro. That's what Guinness is made with. Like Guinness uses nitrous. And so it has all those little bubbles and it's foams. It foams up a lot. So with the Pepsi, even has instructions on the can that you have to hard pour it. So like when you pour it in there, it wants you to hard pour it and it makes it like really foamy and bubbles up a lot. But then when you drink it, it's not hard. Like when you drink like carbonated beverages, like a 7-Up or a Sprite, like it's real, it almost bites your throat. Like it's real hard. It's not like that at all. It's real smooth. The nitrous, it's actually pretty good. It's a nice little treat. That one. In fact, I've often thought they should make a root beer like that because it would be a smoother thing. But Bobby, why do they call it a pilk? Why don't they call it a Mepsi? This is the second reference to this. A Mepsi. I actually, it sounds funnier. So I would probably prefer the Mepsi over the pilk. Yeah. A pilk sounds like you're bilking somebody. It sounds like something's not good. So I don't know. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here, I do want to talk about UWF just a little bit, congratulate them, and just talk about what they have accomplished. It's pretty amazing. And yeah, how about Mepsi and Pilk or versus Pilk, pouring your milk and Pepsi? Sounds like Hep C. Mepsi, Hep C. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to Joe in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, a new report says hackers with ties to the Chinese government stole millions in U.S. COVID relief benefits. NBC reporting the China-based hacking group known as APT41 stole at least $20 million through SBA loans and unemployment insurance funds. Supreme Court signaling it may side with a web designer opposed to same-sex marriage. They heard arguments involving the Colorado graphic designer who refuses to create wedding websites for same-sex couples because it's in conflict with her religious beliefs. Pfizer asking the FDA to authorize its updated COVID-19 shot for young kids. The new vaccine would not be a booster, but rather a third shot in the three-dose primary series for children under the age of 5. And finally, a California startup is promising a flying car by 2025. Aleph Aeronautics from the San Francisco Bay Area wants to start delivering its $300,000 Model A flying car to customers by the end of that year. Bobby, they're already starting to take donations for people wanting to get in line for the first chance of buying one of those flying cars.
Now, what's this company's name again?
It's spelled A-L-E-F. I believe it's pronounced Aleph.
Okay. Aleph, okay. All right. So I looked it up because I meant when you brought this up before, I mentioned there's quite a few companies out there that have been trying to do this.
Right.
And so I looked up. There's Aeromobile, Archer Aviation, Lilium, Joby Aviation, SkyDrive, and those are just five of them right there. And I read about a couple of others that are, they don't really call them flying cars, but it's like a short flying service that's happening. So there's like seven or eight companies out there that are aggressively trying to come up with a flying car system. In fact, I think it's Aeromobile. I can't remember the company, but one of these companies is actually building, like they're looking at their service like it's a taxi service. And they're actually building like platforms in Miami, and I think it's Tampa. That's going to be the first route, and where you'd be able to fly back and forth from Tampa to Miami, and on this vehicle, and it's almost like a taxi service is the way they're approaching it first. And I mean, it's very likely that by 2030 we'll have some sort of flying car version out there. At this point, I think, which would be hard to believe because it's been so long, but.
Well, you know, it's like, I mean, you know, the iPhone is what, 15 years old, I think. And just, you know, it is now, I mean, as you know, I mean, it's a part of everyday life staple. And I mean, I think that could be the next big thing. I mean, but, you know, flying cars is one thing, but like, just think of all the laws and rules and regulations that will have to come out because of that. I mean, you know, just thinking about, you know, what Gracie's traffic reports are going to sound like. I mean,
yeah, exactly. So for those of you on the ground, traffic's backed up over here on this and this and this, and we got a little bit of congestion flying over the, over 3 mile bridge. The next thing you know, we're coordinating our traffic reports with the,
FAA,
with TSA.
Yeah.
TSA says that you're grounded if you're flying over this due to high winds. You can't fly over Pensacola Beach right now, so they should open it back up in the next 2 hours. And in the meantime, you know, you just drive your car on the regular roads like we used to do back in the olden days in 2022.
Yep.
So that'll be the traffic reports. Speaking of traffic report, Gracie, what do we got going on?
Well, I'm still a little bit freaked out about that whole conversation. I don't know how I would do that. But our roads are looking good here on the floor. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29, 90, and 98. You see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Actually, correction, I just Googled it while Gracie was doing the traffic report, trying to find out how many manufacturers are out there working on flying cars. I said there's about seven or eight, probably. There's 39 flying car startups in the United States right now already. Holy cow. That's what I'm saying. Like, within the next 10 years, we're going to have some flying cars somehow, some way. In some form or another. We're also going to have automated cars driving. Like, we'll be just, you know, calling a taxi or an Uber or whatever, and there's not going to be a driver. That'll be in the next 10 years. It's pretty bizarre. Hey, some of the top Halloween candies we've gone over many times. What about Christmas candy? Well, not surprisingly, mini Reese's Cups does make the list, but that's always been the top Halloween candy. But it's only number two for Christmas candy. It's the top candy in seven different states. Now, the number one Christmas candy, peppermint bark. Peppermint bark. Oh, okay. That's like the white chocolate. And that is like the white chocolate with the peppermint in it. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I do like that. M&M's comes in third. Starburst comes in fourth. And it's a tie between Hershey Kisses and Chocolate Santas for fifth place. But here in the state of Florida, numero uno is Snickers. Snickers Trees, I should say. Snickers Trees comes in first here. Same in Georgia. But in Alabama, it's some sort of, they call it this reindeer corn. I was like, reindeer corn? So I had to look it up. So reindeer corn, I only saw it like the first time, I think, ever, like a month ago. And it looks like candy corn, but it's red, green, and white. It looks just like candy corn. It's the same thing as candy corn. Says red, green, and white. And that apparently is the most popular Christmas candy in Alabama. Reindeer corn. Okay. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Congratulations to UWF. They've reached the semifinals for the third time in 6 years. The first team in any kind of division to do that. It's amazing.